Blog Talk Radio.
And Rondo. Rondo will inbound. 11.7 seconds remaining in a 4-point game. NBA championship coming down to the final seconds. Hill the ball to play an inbound pass. You should recognize where the shooters are coming off. Rondo looking. Gets it to Pierce. Pierce turns back out. Rondo fakes. Dribble puts up the three. Won't go. Rebound to Saul. Kicks it out to Odom. Odom throws it ahead. The Lakers repeat back-to-back titles. The LA Lakers, the 2010 NBA champions.
Welcome to this special edition of the Cyril Quinn Review, State of the Lakers, on this 14th of November, 2012. As always, the call number is 347-215-6180. You can always follow me on Twitter at William Gerald. Hit me up at facebook.com/Cyril Quinn, or go to my website, CyrilGeraldQuinn.com. And yeah, 2 years ago, well, 3 years ago in June, the Los Angeles Lakers were coming off back-to-back championships, a classic seven-game series against the Boston Celtics. You know, they come from 13 down in the second half to win that championship. And now, 2.5 years later, the Lakers find themselves at an organizational crossroads, to say the least. First, it was, of course, the firing of Mike Brown, who started off the season 1-4. And it was the not hiring, flirtation, whatever you want to call it, of Phil Jackson, and then the subsequent hiring of Mike D'Antoni, who last you heard of him was quitting his job as the head coach of the New York Knicks, who have since he left gone on to currently have the best record in the NBA at 5-0 without Amar'e Stoudemire. I'll get to the gist of this, number one, with the Lakers. And I said it on the show last week, on the Saturday morning wake-up call last week, and I'll say it again. There is internal strife within that Laker organization. Okay. Jerry Buss is in his 80s. Okay. He doesn't do the day-to-day operations. Jerry Buss is what Vito Corleone was. Jerry Buss is what Vito Corleone was after he got shot. Okay. Yeah, he was. They called him the Godfather out of respect, but he wasn't making any decisions. It was Michael, Sonny, then Michael. And right now, Jim Buss is Michael Corleone without the intelligence. All right? It was Jim Buss who hired Mike Brown, and it was Jim Buss who chose to go with Mike D'Antoni over Phil Jackson, not Mitch Kupchak. Mitch Kupchak is a company. He's playing a good soldier in this thing. Okay, he's playing a good soldier. He is the general manager of the Los Angeles Lakers. He certainly would like to keep being the general manager of the Los Angeles Lakers. So Mitch Kupchak cannot come out there and say, look, you know, this is Jim's call. I'm just doing what I'm told. Mike D'Antoni's the head coach. Yeah, he can't come out there and say that. Jim, but Kupchak has to come out there and say all the good things. Yep, we're all on the same page. Decision unanimous. D'Antoni's a better fit. Phil was indecisive. We never agreed that Phil would have a couple of days to make a decision. I had a job to do. So, I mean, D'Antoni, so, you know, Kupchak, he's the company man. He has to play the company man to a T, and he's done that. The hiring of Mike D'Antoni makes zero sense if we're talking basketball. Mike D'Antoni had a very good run in Phoenix. He was coach of the year. He engineered one of the most exciting, fast-paced offenses the game has ever seen in recent memory. That Phoenix team, trust me, was, and you know, it wasn't that long ago. That Phoenix team was a great team to watch. They passed the ball. They shot the ball well. Nash, of course, the maestro at the controls, winning two MVPs. And listen, let's be honest. They caught some bad breaks. Okay? You know, you have Stoudt, you have Nash get taken out by Robert Horry when the series was tied two games up. Phoenix had regained home court advantage, and they were headed home with the series tied at two. And, of course, Stoudemire did not play because he came off the bench with the whole Robert Horry taking Nash out, that whole situation. Didn't play the foul. Stoudemire did not play the following game. So, you know, that to me, that 2007 Phoenix Suns team was a legit, I thought, would have won the championship. I thought that was their best chance to win the championship, 2006-2017. But anybody who's watched D'Antoni coach basketball understands that D'Antoni is an offense first, offense second, offense third basketball coach, who, by the way, has no history of developing big men, which to me makes no sense from the standpoint of how can you hire this guy when the cornerstone of your franchise and the future of your franchise is Dwight Howard. I mean, you think Mike D'Antoni's going to develop Dwight Howard? Couldn't develop Amar'e Stoudemire. And Amar'e Stoudemire is a more skilled player, post player, than Dwight Howard is, to be honest with you, in terms of just fundamental skills. I mean, Dwight Howard's more of a raw player than Stoudemire. Phil Jackson coached Shaquille O'Neal. Shaquille O'Neal had his best years of his career under Phil Jackson. But Phil wasn't the fit style D'Antoni was. And right now, listen, the Laker franchise has had about three moments in the last 25 years or so where the franchise has been at a crossroads. Okay? So you can go back to 1991, Magic Johnson coming off the unexpected finals appearance when they lost to Chicago in five games, which began the Bulls dynasty. But nobody expected the Lakers to make the finals because everybody thought Portland was the best team in the West that year. And Portland was the best team. Lakers, you know, Magic Johnson was just that good. But after that, you know, Magic announces he has HIV, and the franchise was lost after that point. At that point, I mean, they were a joke because you had Worthy and Byron Scott leading the team. They had a year when they didn't make the playoffs. They were in flux. I mean, those were these Cedric Ceballos days. I was like, David Rivers. And it took them a while. It took them another 5 years. It took them, 9 years to win a championship. When they went to win a championship and started, of course, in 96, summer of 96, draft Kobe Bryant, draft day trade Kobe Bryant, buy D-Vac from Kobe Bryant, pick up Shaquille O'Neal. Then you fast forward to 2004, coming off an embarrassing finals loss to the Detroit Pistons, Shaquille O'Neal jet-setted by Kobe Bryant, let's be honest. Laker organization choosing to go in the direction of building around Kobe Bryant, trading Shaq. They don't make the playoffs the following year. Rui Tomjanovich retires. Doesn't even finish out the full season. Retires. Who comes in 2005 season to kind of stabilize the franchise? Phil Jackson. It takes a team that had Luke Walton, Kwame Brown and Smush Parker in the starting lineup took them within one game of beating the Phoenix Suns and going to the Western Conference semifinals. So they survived that. Did Paul Gasol win two championships? Now here we stand here in 2012. You have a Laker team that, you know, and this is a big year for the franchise because, again, Steve Nash not getting any younger, Kobe Bryant not getting any younger. The idea for the Lakers, obviously, is to win the championship this year. It's all convinced Dwight Howard on signing a long-term contract. There's a lot on the line for the Lakers this year. There's a lot on the line. Here's what Bill Plasky of the Los Angeles Times had to say about the current state of the Lakers in yesterday's LA Times. In the final minutes of practice Monday, the Lakers were playing a pickup game. The rich and gifted athletes were running up and down the gym floor like chaotic children on a playground, gunning and fouling and arguing. They were playing like a team without a coach or a vision, which was appropriate because at the moment they had neither. I mean, say no more. See, the D'Antoni thing is not going to work out because Mike D'Antoni, and I'll put him in the same vein as Mike Brown. One can coach offense, the other can coach defense. Unfortunately, you can't put them together to coach both offense and defense. And the D'Antoni thing is not going to work out because D'Antoni is not that level of coach. He's not. I mean, you know, you saw what happened. And listen, I'm not going to go crazy about what happened with the Knicks. Laker roster right now is better than the Knicks roster was last year. Period. But to me, it does say something when a guy walks away, even if he knows he's going to get fired. When a guy walks away from a job, I mean, that's the guy you want, that you think can lead you to a change. And again, for the Lakers to come out here and try to spin this and say that Mike D'Antoni is a better fit than Phil Jackson is insane. It's insane. Mike D'Antoni's system is designed for, you know, ball. Mike D'Antoni's system is designed to go, you know, fast break, racehorse basketball. You know, you spread the defense out. You have shooters. Spread the defense out. You have three-point shooters all over the place. Lakers are not a fast-break team. They don't have that kind of foot speed, number one. And number two, they don't have any shooters. Period. They don't have any shooters. And this is what happens when you have people... When you have non-basketball people making basketball decisions. Jim Buss is not Jerry Buss, okay? It's not. Jerry Buss knew what he was doing when he decided to trade Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal. Knew what he was doing. Shaq's getting older. Kobe Bryant has a chance to be one of the greatest players of all time. People laughed at me at the time. It produced two championships. And, you know, you can't have a situation where this was the wrong year for the Lakers to be at a crossroads with what's on the line, considering Dwight Howard. This is the wrong year for that. Because there's a team out, there's a team down in Texas who won a championship a couple of years ago who was licking their chops, clearing cap space, waiting for Dwight Howard, waiting for a moment like this. Waiting. You know, Dwight, that, you know, that situation with L.A. doesn't look too stable. Why don't you come down here and lead our team into the future? We'll give you, $100 million. We've proven we can win a championship. We still have dirt in the whiskey. It'll be your team. It'll promote you as the Superman. We'll do whatever you want. I mean, Mark Cuban is licking his chops right now. He's absolutely licking his chops to snatch up Dwight Howard from the Lakers. As far as these theories and on Phil Jackson in terms of whether or not he truly wanted the job, listen, Phil Jackson is not coming out of retirement to make ridiculous demands just because he doesn't want the job. That makes no sense. This idea that Phil Jackson, asked for, ownership, asked for less road trips, limited travel, Phil Jackson understands the Laker organization. He understands Jerry Buss. He understands that he wasn't getting those kind of, that he couldn't make, the, that he was not going to get the job making those kind of demands. You think Phil Jackson is going to go out his way to make this big fuss just for the sake of not because in his heart of hearts, he really didn't want the job? It makes no sense. It makes zero sense. It makes zero sense. I truly believe that the Lakers had no intentions on hiring Phil Jackson. I believe that the Laker organization talked to Phil Jackson as a PR move to try to appease the fans and just say, hey, we made the call. I believe that. If the Lakers could have got away with not calling Phil Jackson, they would have. They never wanted Phil Jackson. Never. Because if you really want Phil Jackson, you don't say Mike D'Antoni. See, I blame myself for this. There was something fishy about this when you saw Mike D'Antoni's name next to Phil Jackson as a candidate for the job. Because to me, if you're flirting with, if you're trying to get Phil Jackson, then there's nobody else. You don't put Phil Jackson's name, you don't put anybody's name next to Phil Jackson. You say, we're focusing on Phil Jackson. If we don't get it, if we don't get Phil Jackson, we'll worry about the next person when that comes up, or if that comes up. So that, to me, should have been a warning sign. And it's hindsight, as they say, hindsight is 2020, but that should have been a warning sign that the Lakers were not going to sign Phil Jackson. I believe Phil Jackson saw this roster. He knows how to coach talent. He knows how to deal with big men. He's won, five championships with Kobe Bryant. He's won two championships with Paul Gasol. Understood, can deal with Ron Artest. I believe that he was attracted to this roster. He coached a great point guard like Steve Nash. I mean, remember, Phil Jackson has never had a Hall of Fame. He would have had a Hall of Fame caliber point guard, Hall of Fame caliber center. He's never had that in his career. Had the great center, never had the great center and the great point guard. then you would have been fascinated to run a triangle offense with that group, with that, with this particular lineup. You can't tell me that Phil Jackson did this to get attention, but didn't, but say, you know what, I'm going to make these crazy demands. I really don't want the job. I don't buy it for a second. Lakers, of course, right now are at 3-5. They actually played well last night. Lost a tough game to San Antonio. Actually played some defense, held San Antonio to 84 points. Listen, I think the Lakers will get their act together in the regular season, since we're in the top four records. But in the playoffs, again, I don't know. I don't see, you know, when you have coaches like Greg Popovich, when you have a team, when you have to play some defense to get some stops. Again, I have to believe to see it. I don't think the Lakers can win a championship with Mike D'Antoni as the head coach. You know, and they gave D'Antoni a 3-year deal. I would say that D'Antoni really is on a 1-year deal. If they don't see development, Alex Dwight Howard, if Howard quietly is unhappy, the Lakers will be looking for another coach in June, after they put out the playoffs. Welcome to this special edition of the Sirokun Review, the state of the Lakers. Of course, the Lakers have been the talk of the NBA, so far, not only with the acquisitions they made in the offseason, of course, but the firing of Mike Brown 5 games into the season, the not hiring of Phil Jackson, and now the hiring of one Mike D'Antoni. And I'll tell you right now, Mike D'Antoni must be living a great life, because he walks away from a franchise that for the last decade or so it has been a joke, okay? And he didn't do nothing to improve that franchise. That was Donnie Walsh who made those moves and cleared cap space, brought in Stoudemire and put together the team now that the Knicks have. Walks away from that job, and he finds himself with a job that, at worst, is one of the top two jobs in the league right now for the marquee franchise in the NBA. And he beats out a guy that's won 11 rings to his 0. I mean, he has to be living a charmed life. I mean, that goes beyond being lucky. That's like, you're doing something right. You're doing something right in life. I mean, you can't buy that kind of luck. That's not even luck. That just doesn't happen. Don't think for a second that Kobe Bryant wanted Mike D'Antoni. Again, Kobe, similar to Mitch Kupchak, but to a lesser extent, because he is Kobe Bryant, playing a good soldier. Kobe loves Phil Jackson. He wanted Phil Jackson, but he does have a relationship with Mike D'Antoni. Looked up Kobe, idolized D'Antoni when he was growing up in Italy. D'Antoni was a big star out there during that time when Kobe Bryant's father, Joe Bryant, was playing ball over there. Kobe first took to the game out there in Italy, really developed his skill set before he came back to the States. And again, at that particular time, D'Antoni was a big-time star over, you know, D'Antoni was a hero over there as far as basketball wise. He was a great player, and Kobe Bryant was one of his biggest fans, no question about it. So they do have a positive relationship from that standpoint. But you give Kobe Bryant the acid test, the truth serum, he would take Phil Jackson over with Mike D'Antoni in a split second. There's no two ways about it. I mean, you even heard Kobe Bryant talking last week about how bad he felt that he couldn't give Phil Jackson his all because of the knee problems he had during that particular season and how that bothered him to this day. Now, again, Kobe's going to endorse D'Antoni not only because of their relationship, because it's also the right thing to do as the leader of the team, not want to ruffle feathers, wants to make sure everybody on the team is on the same page. Kobe's smart enough at this point in his career, 17 years in the league, 34 years old, to know, hey, we don't need any extra drama that already has not been created. He's smart enough to know that. And Kobe knows and understands. He knows and understands the game. And he understands that the team will take from him in terms of what he says, what he does. He gets it. So he's not going to say anything controversial. He didn't want Mike Brown because he didn't even talk to Mike Brown the first couple of weeks when Mike Brown was hired. So that told he made a statement by not saying anything when Mike Brown was hired. But again, I think he respects D'Antoni, but there's no question that he wanted Phil Jackson. And what are you thinking if you're Phil Jackson right now? And understand this too. Jim Buss hates Phil Jackson. the two don't get along. And that came out with how this whole situation played out. Yeah, he hates Phil Jackson. Jim Buss wanted clean, clear separation from Phil Jackson. There's no two ways about it. But if you're Phil Jackson right now, You're saying to yourself, I have 11 championships, and I got beat out by a guy, again, with no championships, who hasn't even been in the NBA Finals, and who is not even a young and upcoming coach. It's not Scott Brooks. He's not a big time, has a chance to be a big time coach in the league. Well, I mean, Scott Brooks is a very good, has been to the Finals, man, against a young, up and coming coaching superstar. It's not Tom Thibodeau. Not that guy. I mean, he didn't get beat out. He didn't get beat out by Greg Popovich. He got beat out by a guy who doesn't even deserve to be mentioned in the same breath as him as far as coaching ability. D'Antoni to Phil Jackson. You compare D'Antoni to Mike Brown. You don't compare D'Antoni to Phil Jackson. And you certainly don't conjure up this spin about better fit for the team. I wish the Lakers would stop trying to spin this. But as it stands, Mike D'Antoni is the head coach. It will be a very, very interesting year for the Los Angeles Lakers, a very important year for that job moving forward. What happens this year will tell a lot in terms of what direction that franchise is headed in the next 5 to 10 years. It'll tell a lot. And one thing that hasn't changed, it seems to me that it is possibly championship or bust. That is going to wrap it up for this latest edition of the Cyril Quinn Review. Catch the replay anytime at blogtalkradio.com/CyrilQuinn. I will see you Saturday for the wake-up call. Have a great evening. So long. Rolling down.
I love it.